AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Snow, ice, and heavy winds ripped through southeastern Texas to the Carolinas. CBS's Katie Weiss spoke to her New Orleans neighbor.
I think I saw you actually making a snow angel earlier.
Yes, I did. When in Rome, right?
Yeah.
So had to do it. But it's just been so much fun. Never get to experience this here.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The cold that is locked in for more than 200 million Americans. The real concern here is in places in the south where you've gotten now 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 inches of snow. It's not melting because you have these temperatures.
President Trump defends his decision to pardon people who were convicted of assaulting police officers during the January 6th Capitol riot.
He granted clemency to nearly 2,000 people last night just after taking office.
So these people have already served a long period of time, and I made a decision to give a pardon. Joe Biden gave a pardon yesterday to a lot of criminals.
Trump ran as an ally of law enforcement, though some of the hundreds already released from prisons and jails today did attack police. Democrat Senator Chris Murphy.
Donald Trump has said, if you engage in political violence in my name, don't worry about it. I'll let you off.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
CBS News has obtained a Trump administration memo to federal agencies detailing instructions to begin dismantling federal diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and putting all employees in DEI roles on administrative leave by 5 p.m. tomorrow. President Trump began his first full day in office at Washington National Cathedral. The Reverend Marion Edgar Buddy spoke directly to the president about unity and mercy, especially when it comes to the LGBTQ community, the undocumented, and those with whom he may disagree.
I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now.
Hours later, the Trump administration threw out policies limiting migrant arrests at sensitive spots, including churches. Afghanistan's Taliban government announces the release of two Americans in a prisoner exchange. The Taliban says the negotiations had gone on for a long time. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The two U.S. citizens were exchanged for a Taliban figure serving a life sentence in a California prison on drug trafficking and terrorism charges. One American is Ryan Corbett, who was detained during a business trip in 2022. The other is reportedly William McKenty. Little is known about why he was in Afghanistan. The Taliban is praising the swap as a step toward normalization.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now rank 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlyle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered flurries, temperatures rising up above zero in the overnight. For tomorrow, still some clouds and flurries around, high in the upper teens. Colder again for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high only in the low teens, but warming back up for the weekend. Currently, it's 2 below.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is with us, along with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Some days I just wish I was in the club with my homies with a little VIP access instead of talking about politics. We all need a break. We're going to take one today eventually from the politics. But before we take that break, we're going to, and by the way, we're going to be talking about a little bit of winter sports, what you do to stay warm, all that good stuff. That'll come a little later in the hour. But first, I want to finish this discussion about the J6 pardons. And then I want to give you a bit of hope in these dark, cold days. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady and economist, political commentator right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can check me out every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. You can also find all of my past episodes on the Civic Media website, Spotify, and Apple Pods, wherever you like to get your pods. And you can always find this show free when you download the Civic Media app. You can take me and my little buddy that comes on after me, Dom Salvi. You got Todd Alba before me, Jane Matt and Air on air in the 10 o'clock hour, and Earl Ingram from 8 to 10. You can find us all on the Civic Media app anywhere you may be, crystal clear every single day. Let's get back to these pardons. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. First of all, it's interesting, Cardi. I don't hear anybody claiming that these folks were Antifa anymore, huh? Weird. That just went away. Apparently not Antifa, legit MAGA supporters, and hence they're all pardoned. It's interesting. I mean, how many times did we have to hear that nonsense? And no accountability from Fox News or others who spread those lies. Right, no, right. Oh, I'm sorry, not really Antifa. They're just our people, so they get pardoned. Little ridiculous, in my opinion. And here's the other thing. Donald Trump never said, I'm going to issue blanket pardons. Like, he sort of hat tipped to it. And in that interview right after the election, he said, well, I'm going to look at this on a case by case basis. No, he didn't. Like, why is this okay? Oh, J.D. Vance assured us. Well, of course, he's not going to pardon people who violently attacked police. Yeah, he just did that. Right? Like, no accountability. It is ridiculous. And I truly believe that those pardons yesterday are going to be an absolute stain on American history. I think that will go down like the Japanese internment camps, like separate but equal, right? That is how ridiculous that is. And I can't envision a future that with some perspective is ever going to view that favorably. The best I could come up with, Cardi, and I sat down and I was like, okay, if I really had to put some kind of I don't even want to say positive, more neutral spin on the pardons. The best I could come up with is this. Donald Trump got away scot-free, right? He's paying absolutely no price for the crimes that he clearly committed. No penalty at all whatsoever. So the people that were following his directives and orders and following what he was saying, they pay the highest price. Well, not anymore, they don't, right? Again, I think it will be an absolute stain on American history. And I just, the idea that Vance and Bondi and Trump himself at different times, oh, no, we'll take on a case-by-case evaluation. No, they didn't. I don't even think he really talked to Pam Bondi, right? Like, this was all very planned out. Yesterday was a very well-orchestrated advertisement all day long, right? Like, that's what that was. It was an infomercial of BS. And let's not forget who these people are that he pardoned. 387 people that he pardoned assaulted police or members of the media. 289 committed less violent or nonviolent felonies like federal rioting, property destruction, and firearms counts. Firearms counts. Yeah, there were guns. Just saying. Here's a few of these people. Julian Cotter used a can of bear spray to attack Capitol Police officers. One of the officers he sprayed was Brian Sicknick, who died the next day after suffering a stroke. Cotter pled guilty to multiple counts of assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers with a dangerous weapon, and he was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Brian Christopher Mock, who bragged that he, quote, beat the SH blankety blank T out of a police officer, who wielded a police officer's baton as a weapon, was sentenced to 33 months in prison and another 2 years of supervised release for six felonies. Peter Stager, sentenced to 52 months in prison for assaulting a Capitol police officer with a flagpole. He declared in a video, they heard him say this, every single one of those Capitol law enforcement officers, death is the remedy, and that is the only remedy they get. Stuart Rhodes, we know that, seditious conspiracy conviction. DJ Rodriguez, sentenced to 12 years in prison for driving a stun gun into the neck of police officer Michael Fanone. After his sentencing, this guy shouted out, Trump won. No, he didn't. Again, 718 guilty pleas, 213 defendants pleaded guilty to felonies, 171 defendants also convicted, including Ralph Joseph Celentano, who grabbed an officer at the Capitol and threw him over a ledge, including Ronald Colton Maccabee, the off-duty sheriff's deputy who grabbed the leg of a fallen police officer and dragged him toward the mob. He was wearing reinforced knuckle gloves, and when another officer tried to help his downed colleague, Maccabee swung at the officer's head and body. He then lifted the first downed officer, and they both slid down a series of steps, with Maccabee falling on top of the officer, who was later hospitalized. How about Vincent J. Gillespie, who grabbed a riot shield from police and can be seen in footage using the shield to ram law enforcement officers while screaming traitor and treason as he points to law enforcement officers. Peter Schwartz, armed with a wooden tire knocker, assaulted a police officer, also using a chair and chemical spray. He boasted via a text message after the fracas that, quote, the first chair at the cops, I started a riot. By the way, he had 40 prior convictions for assaults and threats to officer. He had a 14-year sentence. Ryan Sansell's violent attacks were seen widely as the tipping point in storming the Capitol by the pro-Trump mob. He's been pardoned. Peter Webster, he was an ex-New York cop seen repeatedly pushing at the barricades and then swinging a flagpole at Officer Noah Rathburn before shoving through the police line and tackling the officer. He was serving a 10-year sentence. Yep, that's gone. Pardoned. Historian Ruth Ben Giot, who's been on my show before, said this. Trump's not just trying to keep people loyal to him. He's also letting elites and his base know that any future violence they plan or commit in the interests of returning Donald Trump to power will be forgiven. That, my friends, is the two-tier justice system. Rules for thee, but none for me. They have access. They have influence. Why? Not because they're rich, but because they'll do Donald Trump's bidding. That is not a justice system. It is not a legal system. It is not democratic. And by the way, just on the point of the Biden pardons, all of them writ large, I certainly understand them. But they were a terrible, no good, very bad idea. Because what is to prevent Donald Trump from, I don't know, tomorrow, issuing sweeping, broad, preemptive pardons for everyone in his cabinet? Like, oh, I have immunity. Let me give you immunity. Immunity for you. And you're like, he's Oprah, the Oprah of immunity. Immunity for you and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. What? Can you imagine? So, not just Trump being above the law, but anybody that works for him, anyone that commits violence in the interest of Donald Trump, you all are above the law. Is that where we're at? By the way, he likes to talk about free speech. Where does free speech sit in all that? Because in the America that I know and love, I could stand in the middle of J6 protesters or a BLM crowd and say things that either one of those groups of people disagreed with and not fear for my life. Come on, man, as my colleague Earl Ingram likes to say. This is where we're at. I'm going to take a few more callers and texts before we move on to what I am going to say is the hopeful take, the hopeful next step, the historical hopeful reminder, because this is bad, right? Patrick from the 608, Maggie, can you please post the link to the January 6th insurrectionists info that you were just sharing? Sure can. Patrick will put in the show notes for today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows. Gary from Madison says Trump is a coward and lazy. He did a blanket pardon, which should be considered a criminal act. Wes from Middleton, the bad guys won, Maggie. I'm at a loss. Going to be very hard to get our democracy back on track. We're now on par with Russia and Venezuela. No, we're not, Wes. Take heart. I'm going to give you a little hope. And the hope resides in each and every one of us. And it resides in our willingness to continue to speak the truth, to do so matter-of-factly, to try to do so respectfully, but also to not allow ignorance and hate to take over all of this dialogue. And from Chippewa Falls, the back the blue Republicans. This is strange. They try to stand behind that slogan, but it's just a gimmick to get reelected. They're nothing about backing our police officers, only when it helps them politically. I agree with that. In spades. Joe from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, Maggie. I'm really glad you're focusing on this. And two points I wanted to make. First off, I'm really shocked and sort of surprised that police officers groups have not responded in full force to this. The fraternal.
Yes. Joe, hang on the line. I'll come back to you. We got to take care of some quick business. Yeah, you mean like the Milwaukee Police Association who endorsed Donald Trump? That's weird. That's weird. We'll talk about it. We'll hear more from Joe. I might even be able to squeeze CJ in here if you've got your 5 cents, dime, quarter, or nickel, 25 cents, whatever it is, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more in just a moment right here on the Maggie Dawn Show.